Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program, and it being the first week of the month, it's our garden Q&A time.
It sure is. Yeah. Just want to give a little shout out to a friend, Joe Wieg, who writes a column for City View Magazine, a Des Moines publication about what's going on. His column is called Joe's Neighborhood, and he wrote a fun piece about using gardening as, I don't know if he said self-preservation or defiance, or I forget exactly how he worded that, but it's in response to some possible big things beyond that seem beyond our control that are right. happening. And he was kind enough to include birds in Bees Urban Farm as an example of that.
So, of course, one of the questions we get all this time of the year, garlic, which is our garlic, is scaping, meaning, you know, it's not escaping, it's still there. But it's putting up scapes, meaning we'll be having a harvest of that really soon. And somebody asked, what are these tendrils that have been appearing in the middle of the grassy part of the garlic? That's a hilarious question to me.
Well, if it's, and they say that it's their first time.
Yes.
It's their first time. I mean, you don't know everything the first time you do anything. So it is the seed pod, just like a stem that's going to put out a flower. And they're pretty. They're curly. They look like alien tentacles.
Right. And we have photos of us using them as alien tentacles.
We do.
Maybe possibly fooling people.
We do.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. But they taste a little bit like a blend of mild garlic and basil to me. Mm. But you clip them off so that the bulb of the plant will get all of the plant's energy instead of it trying to produce a new one of itself, which tells the bulb you're done doing your work now. So I think I'm going to use some in a quiche Lorraine that I'm going to make for supper tonight.
Nice.
With our eggs.
Another question. What are these pests on my asparagus? It looks like a little greenish-brown worm.
It's what we just dealt with the other day.
Yeah,
I hope we dealt with it with a little insecticidal soap. It is that an asparagus beetle, right?
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's
pretty
the larva of one.
Looks like one, yeah.
And they had, before we noticed, they had eaten quite a bit of our asparagus. Well, Ed, you're the one who alerted me to it.
Yeah, it just, you know, I wasn't paying as close attention to the asparagus because it's just kind of getting started. But
well, the artichokes wanted all our attention.
The artichokes. Yeah. There you go with your funny accent.
Yeah. So
your Harlan.
My Harlan Boston.
Your Harlan Boston accent, right.
Well, this person said she sprayed them with neem oil. It should help.
Yeah.
Repeated sprays with neem oil is essential. And we're also trying diatomaceous earth, or not diatomaceous earth,
insecticidal
soap, which you can make at home very easily.
I've also heard if you have a big enough patch and you live out in the country, you can burn, when the stalks are done, mm-hmm. burn them. And all that burntness gets into the ground and kills whatever, you know, larva might be sitting there prepping next year's crop of bugs.
Because our asparagus is now in the front yard. In fact, it's between
we're
the sidewalk and the
we're
street.
Not gonna
we're not going to be doing a controlled burn out there.
All right, a pepper question, Kathy. Two questions about when to harvest peppers. One pitcher showed a green jalapeno about 2 inches long, and one showed a green banana pepper about 6 inches long. What's the question? When to harvest them?
When to harvest them.
Okay.
So this is the question I giggled at a little bit, because you harvest them whenever you want. But if you want to pick them before they're grown, I don't know, maybe you're hungry for it now. But if you wait till they're about the size you would see in a store, if you're new to gardening, it depends on the pepper. Just also, if you wait till they put on a little bit of color, all peppers are green peppers.
I mean, 2 inches long for a jalapeno, that's...
That is a silly question, because it didn't even look like a jalapeno pepper yet. So, sorry, but hope that whoever wrote that doesn't listen to your show.
I hope they do.
But if you wait till they take on some color, they will have more sweetness. You may or may not want that, but, you know... People are getting their pepper blossoms and even the starts already.
Here's another photo, and it shows two 5-gallon buckets, and it looks like pepper plants. Water can't drain from the bottom of the bucket. Green buckets. Wait, what's the question?
The question is
above
where you're looking.
Well, these are my jalapenos. Why are they... They're in full sun. I drilled holes in the bottom for drainage.
Right.
But they, okay, I was reading the answer.
Well, yes, that was the question. Why are they wilting? they have holes in the bottom of these buckets. But two things, the buckets are sitting on top of a firm wooden platform. So the holes are not able to drain out. So they're being drowned.
And they might be clogging up with soil too.
Yes. And also a green bucket, we have our bucket plants in white buckets. A green bucket will attract more heat.
Yeah.
Because it's not white, so they may be both drowning and burning.
The soil looks really wet.
It looks wet and dense.
Here's a question about Canada. Canada is on fire again. Our air quality is supposed to be poor. I noticed the haze over the sun again this morning. My poor garden just wants to grow.
The two answers that people gave to that in the online forum really were disappointing. One was true, and Canada just wants to stop burning. So
is that an answer?
That's very true. But the other person sadly said, the garden will be fine for now, just enjoy the weird view of the sun. And Ed,
okay, can you do better than that?
We could talk on and on about the problems with the fires in Canada, for Canada, for everyone.
I don't think that I don't think it's going to impact the plants too much.
I'm more worried about everything else, the reason that it's happening too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Kathy, for joining us.